بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد. A true believer does not possess evil character. Sayyidina Abu Sa'id radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, true qualities cannot be found at once in a Muslim, evil character and miserliness. Note, a true Muslim possesses only traits that are laudable and noble. Destined to Jahannam despite excessive ibadat. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that a person said to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a certain woman is well known for her devotion to salah, fasting and charity, but she causes harm and pain to her neighbors. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, she is sure to enter the fire of Jahannam. Note, evil character is so hated that it wipes out the benefit of all other devotions as well and causes the person to be doomed to hell. Sayyiduna Hasan al-Basri rahimahumullah is reported to have said that a dog is better than a person who does not possess one of the following three qualities. Number one, fear of Allah Ta'ala that prevents him from staying away from haram. Number two, forbearance that safeguards him from the folly of an ignorant person. Number three, good character by which he associates and socializes with people. Sheikh Yahya Razi rahimahumullah says that good actions are of no benefit if one has evil character, whereas sins are not too harmful in the case of one who has good character, as his good character eradicates the effects of sin. A person who has good character continues to receive heartfelt supplication from people who know him. May Allah Ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka.